Hey guys, and welcome to the episode of The Wednesday Awakens. Well, it's not like a main episode or anything. And I'm not in my silly persona or anything. And although I do want to talk about this day in the history. Well, I know yesterday was the actual day in history, but this one, let me talk about, it's of course, Revenge of the Sith. Now, Revenge of the Sith was the one that's favored by critics right after the testament of Attack of the Clones, which was released 3 years after Return of the Clones. Which I still agree, this is the worst Star Wars prequel film ever. I'm talking about Attack of the Clones. But Revenge of the Sith? I mean, this one I really, really love because, you know. I mean, because, you know, what happened, like, with, of how the Clone Wars came to an end and how Anakin becomes Darth Vader. And even though, alright, talk about my favorite moment of Revenge of the Sith. First one. It's a course. The moment the Grievous, well, talk about the end of the Separatists. Now that one's it's got a PG-13 rating because of a lot of killings, and this is like a true terror. Where of course. Yeah, where of course, Anakin, or who's now Darth Vader, go into Mustafar. And it's ordered by, you know, the Rise of Friends of the Jedi Purge. Is to hunt down and kill Nuke Gunray and the Separatists for failing him. And he said it's this. Once that I bring in my new apprentice, Lord Vader, he will take care of you. And then, of course, he begins the slaughtering. And the last one was Nuke Gunray begging for mercy. But Vader, in orders of Sidious, showed him no mercy as he's dead. As he's dead too. And that, it did, of course, gave him the direct. The droids are now outlawed by the Empire. That's the birth of the Empire. The next one is, of course, the battle between Obi-Wan and General Grievous. Right after Anakin was, of course, ordered by Chancellor Palpatine to go to Utapau, but the Council said that they make the rules. Not the Chancellor. Then everyone voted that Obi-Wan is going to go to, is going to go to, going to go to, oh yeah, Utapau to go destroy General Grievous. And then, of course, General Grievous was in hot pursuit. And then, of course, was battling. And then we get to see General Grievous's internal organs. Can I say something? Ew! And then, although it does have a coolest kill in Revenge of the Sith, was of course General Grievous, where he was shot and of course he was, and we see fire coming through his eyes, meaning that he is, of course, getting uncivilized. I mean, he got killed. Let's see, it's inside birds. The next favorite moment of Halliber was, of course, well, not the birth. Yeah, that was painful to watch. The transformation of Darth Vader. Right after Anakin and had been defeated by Obi-Wan Kenobi, his old master. And got his lightsaber took it by Obi-Wan. And that was really painful to watch. Both emotionally and physically, because Anakin was being burned to a crisp. And that was horrendous. But Sidious had failed him, but he was still alive. So he was been put in the ICU unit. And then we heard him screaming in agony while Padme Amidala was, of course, screaming in labor, screaming in pain when giving birth to both Luke and Leia. And then, of course, right after Vader's been put in the suit, Padme sadly died of childbirth. And then Vader just asked if she was alright. But Vader said, of course, that he killed her. Well, he just choked her and she already used up all the force. But the true person who killed Padme was, of course, Darth Sidious is the one who killed her. But we get to the infamous No Yell, which actually became the most popular meme ever. And the next scene, of course, prior to him being in the suit, was, of course, Anakin versus Obi-Wan. I mean, everyone knows that, see, Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan. Of course, Vader wins. But we get to the first battle, where they fight. Where they, of course, have all the way from the spaceport, and then, of course, inside the controls, all the way to the bridge, and then the hill. And then Obi-Wan, of course, cut off his limbs. Well, his left arm and his legs. Right after Dooku cut off his, just dismembered him with the right arm. Well, actually, from the wrist area. Then Obi-Wan did the same thing. From the wrist to the knee area. And then, we got, of course, is Obi-Wan doing that, which is the most iconic thing ever, where he said that he was a chosen one. And then, of course, in that moment, of course, right before I gave birth, he yelled, "I hate you," to Obi-Wan. And then he replied that again, that he was his brother, and he loved him. And that was a sad moment. But now, we get to my favorite moment in Revenge of the Sith. Well, I know right before the Clone Wars, with Ahsoka and Rex escaped death while Rex's brothers did not, is Order 66. That was way before Cal Kestis have survived Order 66, but Master T'Pol did not, and Ser Junda and her apprentice survived. But and unfortunately for Sarah's apprentice, she and her master were in torturing. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'll talk about that very, very soon. I will talk about this. It's something we never saw before. Even though, if you watch A New Hope, well, throughout the years, then you can see why Obi-Wan say, of course, the Jedi were all but extinct. And that Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force. And that's what I'm saying, of course, you know, of how the Jedi Order was, of course, destroyed. Well, we already have the orders, and Order 65 was, of course, to arrest the Chancellor, and 37 was to wipe out the whole population. But Order 66 was to wipe out all the Jedi. And the survivors of this were, of course, Yoda and Obi-Wan. But now, it's been updated to Obi-Wan, Yoda, Cal Kestis, Ser Junda, and Ahsoka. Yeah, because they are the survivors of Order 66. Known survivors. Oh, and of course the Jedi Librarian was also a survivor. And yep, and those were my favorite moments of Revenge of the Sith. Okay guys, that's good about it. I'll see you guys next time. And as always, may the Force be with you.